Welcome, Draper, to the University of South Florida, the Tampa campus.
With open arms, Draper Laboratory was embraced by USF President Judy Genshaft today at its ceremonial opening. At its new location, Draper will be conducting biomedical research that Genshaft describes as a perfect fit for the university.
We're very pleased at the University of South Florida to be the fastest growing research university in America, according to the National Science Foundation. So you have come to a place where research and innovation is highly, highly, highly valued.
Among the many Hillsborough dignitaries in attendance was County Commissioner Ken Higgins. He also gave Draper a warm welcome to the Tampa Bay region, but for reasons different than Genshaft.
Jobs, jobs, and more jobs. High wage, high quality jobs, and the economic impact that will take place as a result of this partnership.
How many jobs have been created so far?
To date, I'd probably say around 100, and we expect several hundred jobs with an economic impact of probably $30 to $50 million a year.
The Charles Stark Draper Laboratory Incorporated is an independent, not-for-profit research and development organization. It develops advanced space and energy technology, as well as military tactical systems, special operations, and makes weapons. According to their website, more than 90% of their work is government-funded, such as by the U.S. Navy, Air Force, and NASA, to name a few. Draper's Lenz Polizzato said that each of their several locations typically specializes in one field. At USF, it will be bioengineering,
which is all healthcare related. So using microelectromechanical systems, MEMS for implantable medical devices, from pumps for drug delivery to sensors, that sort of thing. Using MEMS to grow 3D liver structures. We're actually doing that to grow some liver for malaria testing and parasite identification in partnership with USF Medical School. And we're also looking at partnering with Moffitt on some cancer research.
Draper also opened a second location in St. Petersburg earlier Monday on 16th Street North. The St. Pete Lab, Palazzato said, is a multi-chip manufacturing facility. The main facility is in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Draper Laboratories got its start at the Instrumentation Laboratory of MIT in the late 1960s. In 1973, however, Draper was forced out of MIT. Palazzato said Draper's weaponry manufacturing stirred protest from faculty, students, and anti-Vietnam War demonstrators. Palazzato said even though Draper does make weapons, USF will not face a similar situation because
all the work we're doing here is to improve healthcare.
However, USF's President Judy Genshaft said the university is open to working with Draper in their different fields of research and development beyond healthcare.
Whether it be in the water area, whether it be in the energy area, whether it be in the medical area, all the work that you do and space, and you have so many of the different displays around, we want to be a part of the innovation that can make a difference for us, not only in the state of Florida, but globally as well.
WMNF asked USF's President Genshaft how USF would deal with a similar situation if Draper did expand their research into different areas, such as weaponry, and it sparked controversy in light of the ongoing war in Iraq and Afghanistan. She said there would not be a similar situation.
Well, we don't make weapons. What they do in terms of the military has such heavy packs that they downsize the amount through their chips. And so the soldier doesn't have to carry as heavy a gear as they otherwise would. So we're not into making weapons. That's not what we do.
Financing the project was a joint effort by Draper Laboratories, the university, Hillsborough County, and the state. Draper's Palazzato said only half the project has been completed so far, with $3 million spent.
So far, it's cost about $3 million, $1 million of which Draper put in and $2 million of which USF Foundation has put in. And then Hillsborough County has also contributed some significant amount of money. The total for this facility will be $10 million from the state, $4 million from the Research Foundation, and $6 million from the county.
The new USF location is situated at 3802 Spectrum Boulevard. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.